I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it is a Tuesday morning. Mike Tomlin, as you heard there, as Matt told us, meets the media today at noon. You can hear it right here, Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan. We are the Fan Morning Show, by the way. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And how about an exercise in this, right? How about an exercise in what we want to hear and what we will hear?
Okay.
Can we have a mock press conference? Can we do that right now? A nice mock press conference, paparazzo taking pictures. Can we do this, please? So how about you
Good
play,
afternoon.
Yes. How about we play press conference here? I will be the paparazzo. I will be the local assembled Yinzer Media.
Okay.
Yinz Media, if you will. And you could play Mr. Michael Tomlin.
So you're going to have show some range here, going all the way from like the likes of Labriola to like Aditi.
Dale Lawley, right? Okay. Brooke Pryor, all of them. So let's go right to Jim Colony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course he goes first.
Coach Tomlin, will Matt Canada be back? What we want to hear. Well, let's just what we
want to hear.
Yes, what we want to hear.
You know, it would be. Oh, damn it! I'm not in character yet. It would be a mistake for me to claim that we were perfect on the offensive side of the ball this year.
Uh-huh.
We know we've got work to do.
Okay.
Important decisions like that aren't going to be made immediately.
Right.
But we will be looking at some important changes this offseason.
Certainly. That's what we want to hear is the assembled Yinzer media and just fans.
Yeah.
What will we hear today from Mike Tomlin when the question is asked, will Matt Canada be back this year, next year?
Matt was an important part of what we did this year, and we like what he brought to the table. There you go.
And evaluation processes and things, yes. Okay, next question. As we play in our press conference that'll happen today, our media gathering, let's go to Bob Labriola, Steelers Digest.
Coach, have you seen my ring?
What will we hear, and what do we want to hear? First, what do we want to hear?
Okay.
Will Keith Butler be back as the defensive coordinator? What do we want to hear here? Because I know what I want to hear.
You know, our defensive efforts this year, we thought were highlighted. We've got some great players on that side of the ball. Obviously, we think TJ, Cam, Minka, a lot of guys on that side of the ball were doing the right thing this year. But we know there's opportunities for us to be better. That includes us as a coaching staff. And as I always tell you, it's a collaborative effort.
Yes, man.
But... it's a collaborative effort, and so we will move forward in that evaluation process. And again, there may be some important changes coming this offseason.
That's what we want to hear, right? What will we hear?
Pretty much the same thing,
okay.
Except that there will be an important evaluation process to take place this offseason, and we may see some changes.
I think we'll hear that he's going to retire
today.
I think we will hear that today, that Keith Butler will retire.
I don't think we'll get it immediately. I think they're going to let us get a little bit farther away from the season before they start. And that's the only major change, I could see this offseason. But that's the one I think that could happen. But if it happens, it's not going to happen for like a week.
You could text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. Press conference today, noon, Mike Tomlin's final time meeting with the media. What we want to hear first, Mr. Mike Tomlin, as we go to Dale Lawley.
I'll pause and open it up for questions.
Dale Lawley, who's pretty much just Steely McBean. Anyhow, you have an interim offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans there? What we want to hear first, Coach Tomlin. What do we want to hear?
What we want to hear from Mike Tomlin is, again, we've gotten a large evaluation process in front of us as we push forward into the offseason, but no stone will be left unturned and we will keep all options open and available to us, including the possible changing of personnel.
That's what we want to
hear. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear him say the changes are afoot.
Gotcha. I want to hear that he's hiring Doug Marrone. I know we're not going to hear that. What will we hear from Mike Tomlin when he's asked about the offensive line coach situation?
Man, you guys want me to figure all this out today, don't you? You want me to hire and fire absolutely everybody? We're not going to make those kind of decisions lightly.
Standoffish, yes. Tomlin.
Well, I can only take so many questions, Dale, about all these assistant coaches that y'all want to ask me about. And so here's the deal. If somebody's currently employed by the Pittsburgh Steelers, they will remain employed by the Pittsburgh Steelers until we tell you otherwise.
No, oh, okay. Bert, you could check with Bert on that. All right. Okay. Any more questions? We got a couple. What we want to hear and what we will hear. First, what we want to hear.
Okay.
Coach, and this from, let's go to Jeff Hathorn. Nicest guy in the world, right? 3-7 in the last 10 playoff games. Have you found any common themes to the 7 losses? I mean, that's not good.
Yeah, we haven't been good enough.
What do we want to hear? That?
Yeah, we haven't been good enough.
What will we hear?
What we will hear is, man, every single season, every single playoff game cannot be connected by the same dots. I don't know if there's a common thread in all of those games. You're talking about different individuals involved, different opponents involved. And let's be honest, every single game is its own entity.
One team finishes with a win. Single elimination.
The results aren't what we wanted them to be, but they won't be for 13 teams because once you enter that single elimination tournament, only one team goes home happy.
Guys, you know how many teams would love to be one of those too? Can we get one of those? Okay, what we want to hear and what we will hear from Mike Tomlin today. With Ben Roethlisberger and the kind of the change in his situation, what are you going to do in the looking for a next quarterback? What do we want to hear as a city?
What we want to hear? We're going to aggressively push forward in a search for somebody to add to the mix. We like what we have in our quarterback room, what we had behind Ben, but we know we'd like to add some competition to the mix, whether that be through the draft, whether that be through free agency. We're going to keep all avenues, maybe even a trade. We will keep all avenues open and available to acquiring franchise-level talent at an elite position.
I want to hear that. Thank you, Aditi, for the great question. What will we hear from Mike Tomlin when he's asked about the quarterback situation moving forward?
Are you ready for disappointment?
Yes.
We really like what we have in our quarterback room.
End of story?
That's it.
As the shutter from Matt Fried's camera goes real long like that. Okay, next question in the what we want to hear, what we will hear exercise of today's Mike Tomlin news gathering.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tackle, Mike, what has been kind of an up and down season for Devin Bush? What do we want to hear?
What we want to hear is...
F that guy, get him out of here.
You know, Devin Bush will be the first one to tell you that Devin Bush didn't play to Devin Bush-like levels this year.
Okay.
He'd be the first one to acknowledge that. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge that there's growth that needs to happen, but we also acknowledge...
Growth potential.
We also acknowledge that he was coming off a major injury, so... Okay. But he's got to be better, no doubt about that. When you move up 10 spots in the draft to get an elite-level talent like a Devin Bush, you want him to be a centerpiece of your defense.
Feline videos in the such. That's what we want to hear. What will we hear when he's asked about Devin Bush? Because he will be and he should be.
Yes. You know, Devin was a guy who was coming off a major injury, and he had a hard time getting back into the flow of things with his teammates this year. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge the uphill battle that it was for him. Such is life for a young football player in the NFL, especially a guy that we'd like to see be more green dot capable.
Okay.
And we acknowledge that there's more work to be done for Devin Bush this offseason.
Wow, I like green dot capable is really good. Not green dot worthy, just capable at this point. Last one. What we want to hear and what we will hear. Okay. Let's go to – who can we go to? Stan. Let's go to Stan.
Oh, yeah.
Stan's ready to – he's godfather, apparently. Let's go to Stan.
Today or tomorrow's like his anniversary of moving to Pittsburgh, I think.
Oh, Stan?
Stan, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so let's go to
Stan.
So
he gets the question, yeah.
Stan will get the question, which is, Coach, and this is what we want to hear and what we will hear. First, what we want to hear. Did Deontay Johnson take a step forward or backward this year? What would you characterize his stake on this team?
What we want to hear is,
You
know, I don't know about a step forward or a step backward. Deontay seems to have been stuck in neutral this year.
There we go.
He had moments where he looked like we could count on him. He had moments where, obviously, he didn't perform up to the expectations necessary to be an important piece of our offense moving forward. But Deontay's not going anywhere, and he'll be back next year, and he'll get an opportunity to prove that he's part of the puzzle moving forward.
There we are. There we are. Now, what will we hear? Coach, Deontay Johnson had a last couple, four or five games where it felt like he kind of regressed some. How would you characterize and categorize Deontay Johnson's season for your club?
I choose to look at the improvements Deontay made over the offseason and early in this season. He decided to put in the work. That work made him better as a ball catcher, as a ball receiver.
Oh.
And we are excited about his opportunities moving forward because we believe Deontay Johnson can only get better from here.
Big grab worthy, capable, yes. All that.
You
okay.
Know, we'd like him to work on combat catches in particular, but we acknowledge that he's done a lot of hard work, and we welcome that work as we do from all the men, and we look forward to more work this offseason.
And he's our primary ball toter.
Ball toter. Okay, so all that stuff, what you gave me in this exercise of, and some people may have hated it, but who cares? It's 6:12 in the morning.
Yeah.
What we want to hear versus what we will hear, you pretty much gave me in the what we will hear a whole lot of nothing.
And that's what we'll hear today. And
that's
the most frustrating part, Colin, is every single one of us expects that. You know, when we talked yesterday about all the big changes that should be considered, if not executed sooner rather than later, we know full well in our heads that none of those major changes is going to happen, at least not anytime soon. Like, even though most of us could see, for example, Keith Butler retiring,
right?
That's already been thrown out there by some people. I don't expect that to happen, like I said, for at least a week or two, if not long. Like, this team never pulls out
of... We do not care.
Exactly. They never pull out of the parking lot and step on the gas and absolutely peel rubber towards their next destination.
Correct.
They pull slowly. They stop first. They check all their blind spots.
We made it to the playoffs. It's lost. Mayock's fired. Let's go forward. That's not this. Right.
No. The
correct.
Pittsburgh Steelers? No. It's like driving Miss Daisy.
Right.
We're going to take our time. We're going to be slow. We're going to be deliberate. You're going to hear evaluation about 37 times between noon and 12:25 this afternoon. There will be a lot of talk today, but none of it will actually point you in the direction of what those next actions will be.
And Joe and Ron will come back and say, well, it was kind of an unassuming, didn't learn much press conference. This is the most predictable. This is a day we look forward to something, but we're constantly let down.
We're still squirreling those nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, though. At 12:42, they're going to come back and we're going to go, well, we didn't really learn much.
The most shocking thing would be if at like 12:30 this afternoon, you've had all kinds of declarative statements from Mike Tomlin about the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're not going to get that today.
No, even if you have one. If you have one.
One would be shocking.
Right.
Multiple would be... knock me over.
So there it is. But we gave it to you. Yeah, which is going to be a whole lot of nothing. Which, again, that's what to expect. So I guess, long story short, this exercise, we're here to tell you, look forward to noon. Listen to it. Love it. Tune in to us. Hang on every word, but you're probably going to be let down because this happens every single year. If you want excitement, you're probably not going to get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.